do it is similar to what we did in Ribbon. We're not going to, yeah, we'll learn it inside, especially if it's a small, different type of Buddha. Now, when it comes to dealing with Mahabuddha, from what I can see so far, it's an extremely, extremely complicated issue. Journals that you may have read, you know, about this journal and the other journal, and there's hundreds of children, so on. Other than all that, it's just a tremendous amount of confusion.
Right.
It's like any other halakha. Definitive.
We're not talking about that story. Halakha
l'maaseh. Well, that story is halakha. I told you Rabbi Yashu said, they asked Rabbi Yashu one time, a shaylin, on an esrik. The esrik was sustained from the fact that people were holding it. The God of Christ sustained them. So they asked him, is the esrik kosher or is it not kosher? So they said that.
He said,
no, it's possible. So he asked him, why is it not so important? Says, that's a little bit of a funny story because Rishi Bruno does something like that. But anyhow, so they asked him, it's the point of the story.
Yeah.
Even because it's unpleasant that is the Chidushim and not in the Chuvim. Masha'at, so maybe in the Halacha, he's just saying the Chidush. It's a Chas V'Shal. But anything Rabbi Kiva Eger, some pleasure for anybody, that in the Chidushim, it means 100% Halacha. There's no such thing as that story that's not halakha l'maaseh. That's a theory.
Yeah,
if it's that story, it's halakha l'maaseh. If it's not that story, then it's not halakha
l'maaseh.
It's not a political plan.
What we call in the law business is the justice of law.
What we learn is, hopefully, was we have siyata d'shmai and then we are legal to do it. When I wrote my papers, I put a disclaimer on the front that I'm writing the paper. It's a halakha, but not l'maaseh. Now, the mice, you should always ask a wrong. I spoke to a 5 o'clock, so I showed him the paper before I put it out. He called me back, he has a big time about the paper. Halacha. He said, if it's a halacha, it's a mice. If it's not a halacha, then you shouldn't write it. You write it down, that's all halacha. Says, either take out, and then he says, I called the Aviva the Hill. He says, either take out the name, and don't call Aviva the Hill. I didn't claim it, one of the two. That's which one should I take out? He says, take out the disclaimer. Anyhow, but that's the material, that's what we have. That when it comes to Dina de Mahuta, there's so many sugyas all over Shas and all over. So we're going to divide it into three main parts. First part is we're going to know when do we say Dina de Mahuta for sure. So everybody agrees that we say Dina de Mahuta. Then we have another part where we certainly don't say Dina de Mahuta. Going to everybody. That's the middle part where some say we do and some say we don't, and we try to come to a maskana. I started preparing for this weeks ago already, and I realized one thing: there are no shortcuts. Take the book that you gave me, Dina de Mahuta. I know that the tradition has a couple of names, and the other one is Jewish, general in English, and they're very good. There's a few journals that have Kitzurim and Dina de Malchusa, and if you start doing that, you're going to come out with absolutely no maskana. They know what they're talking about, but I couldn't make heads or tails out of the whole thing. So we're going to have to start from scratch. So I can guarantee you one thing, that at the end of today, we're not going to have a maskana. We're not going to know when do we apply Dina de Malchusa. When we don't, I will have an idea how to get started. So what we're going to learn first is the Gemara Zanagaya. Then afterwards, we'll hopefully next week we'll learn the Shulchan Aruch and those Gemaras. So if you want to prepare ahead of time, so that's what you should do. You should look at the Shulchan Aruch and hear the Gemaras. Now we're going to learn the Gemara only what's Nagaya, not what's not Nagaya. So the first thing, Gemara in Bava Basra, it's not Nundalit on the basis. I think it's on the first page there that you have there. The case was like this. It's two lines from the top. The Hodar Omar of Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Nechzi Ovid Kochavim Harehen Kemidbar. The Nechosim of Ovid Kochavim is like a midbar, meaning the Hefke. Kol HaMachzik Bohem Zocho Bohem. Whoever is Zoycha and the Nechosim of Ovid Kochavim, whoever makes a Chazoka in them, whichever way we make Chazokas, right? Chesgat Karkois. So he's Zoycha in them. My Tama, what's the reason? Oyvet koy chove mechimot uzuzel yodo historically. As soon as you pay him the money for this dodo, so he's telling you a field for $100. As soon as you give him the $100, we, no more. You know, if you want, maybe we should.
We'll double up.
There's Gemara, so you need about Vatra, and you need a
Nedarim.
A few million Nedarim, and you need a Gittin.
Can I ask this?
So. So, anyhow, so as soon as you pay him the money for the field goes out of the reshus of the goy. And Yisroel Lokoni Atemato Shtar LeYodim, but the Yisroel, the Yid, is not koine until. All right, let's wait till everyone here. All right, it's Bava Batra, Bava Batra, Daf Nundal, Nundal, Rome Ben. You have it on top. Two lines from the top. We'll start again. Okay. All right. Let's go. So Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Nechte Ovid Kochovim, Arayin Kemidbar, Kolamachzik Bahem Zochobahem. There's a din of a midbar, a hefke. Whoever has makes a chazok is oich. My tamer of kachov and mechimot is uzul yodi talikle. Yitzroi lokoni at the motor story le yodi. Hilka harehen ke midbar kol amachtik bohem zocho bohem. So he says like this. The name of Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said a din. And if you if you buy a field from a goy, you pay him the money for the field. As soon as you pay him the money, the goy ceases to be the owner of the field. However, the Yisroel doesn't become the owner of the field until he gets a shtar from the goy. So if somebody else will cut the field in between the getting of the shtar to the Jew and after he paid the money, so in such a case, the second one is cutting the field. So again, so Reuben is buying a field from Jimmy. And Jimmy gets the money, gets the $100. Yeah? And Reuben has to get a shtar from Jimmy to be coined with the field. But Jimmy loses the ownership of the field as soon as he gets the money. He's no longer the owner, he can't back off. Even though he hasn't given yet the shtar to the Israel, so he can't back off Jimmy. That is, he doesn't own the field. So who owns the field? So from Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel, the field is Hefka. And if another Yisrael will come and make a chazaka on it, he'll dig in it, or whatever he'll do to make the chazaka. So the Yisrael Sheni, let's say Shimon, so he's going to the field and it's his field. That was the din Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. But the Achronim say here already, you know, how can he be Hefker? You know, the Goy has in mind to mark the field to the Jew. In order for something to be Hefker, you have to make it Hefker. If you didn't make it Hefker, so how can you say the field is Hefker? That's Rav Shimon says here, a big chiddush. He says that you see there's such a thing, there's two things that a kinyan does. A kinyan does two things. He takes it from the reshus of the other one, and he puts it into the reshus of the one that's coin. So you see here that a kinyan kesef by a goy, you can take it out of the reshus of the goy, but yet not put it into the reshus of the coin. So that's the way it happens. It's taken out of the reshus of the goy, and it doesn't go into the reshus of the coin. So therefore, a second yid can go ahead and be mafsik on the field, and it becomes his field. This is a very important gemara as far as din and malchus. We'll soon see why.
Why does the second have to be a yid?
Huh?
Why does the second have to be a yid?
Why does he have to be a yid? Well, it could be a goy too, right? Because a goy, but I don't think a goy would work because a goy is only kind of a kesef. A goy, I don't think, could be kind of a chazaka from a Jew, but I'm not sure. So I'm going to buy there of Yosef. Niomar Shmuel Hochi? Shmuel said such a din? Huh? I don't want to get into. Yes. Yes. Niomar Shmuel, Dina de Malchusa Dina. We said Dina de Malchusa Shmuel is the one that said Dina de Malchusa Dina. Umarka Omar Lolikne Aro Elo Beigarta. And the Melech said that you can't be koine land unless you koine with a shtar. Right? So that's the din. So Bazoi, if you can't be koine arrow unless you koine with a shtar, unless you koine with a shtar, then it should be that the second Yisrael, right, should not be able to be koine this. Without the goy didn't write the star yet. Now let's see the Rashbam a little bit what the Mitzvah is. What's happening? Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel, you have it. Nefte Ovi Kochovim. Shemachram Ovi Kochovim Yisrael. Ayid sold it, goy sold it to Ayid. Shekibel Ovi Kochovim Hadomim Mimenu. The goy was mekabel the money from it. The Adayin Lo Hichzik Bo Yisrael. They are koine oyster. And the one that koine didn't make a chazok on it. Are Henke Mitvar, Hexker, Kine Meforish Hakamut. If another Yid comes and he makes a chazaka, kono, kilo hang nechte ager, shemes. It's if a ger that dies. V'yesh meforshim, which is totally hefker, anybody can take it. V'yesh meforshim. The mo is mi o yachzi lelokeyach. Then he has a whole arichasi, we'll skip it, but I'll tell you what he says more or less. He says now what happens to the money. I mean, the Yid paid money for the field, and the second Yid was machzik, he made the chazaka. So now the second Yid Shimon owns the field. Now meanwhile, Reuben paid the money. So that Shimon has to pay Reuben the money. Rashban here is a machlok, is Rishonim, some Rishonim say he does, and some Rishonim say he does. But that's not Nogaya, the Din of the Malchus.
And you're not worried about what kind of transfers are going to
be? He paid the money.
Cash. Personal hand delivery.
Right. So let's get to the next Rashban. Kimotu zuzu le yodem in alokeya. Istalek lehovim kochovim. All the kinyonim by Oyv Kochovim is a kinyon kesef. So once you gave him the kesef, so the Israel, the goy is no longer the owner of the field. As far as the goy is concerned, it's a mechira. That he can't be choiser from that. The Israel is not koyne b'matan boys. Israel is not koyne b'kesef. At the altar, started the yod, the kinamrina of the kiddushin, because the priest is leil. The film is all chavri lakoni bezuse. Even from another Jew, he can be koni bekesef. Not sheyichta lo es ashtar. Because you can be avi kochovim, the stamu avi kochovim anosim hen. Then vedato liknos velo ashtar. They don't want to be matni without ashtar. But he'll come, he also is all achrina. Rofa vepurtu, and he dug a little bit in the field. Mikame hai, before this guy was koni, kono. Vedavke belakeach mavi kochovim. That's only when he takes from a goy. What happens if he takes it's the same case? A Jew buys from another Jew, gives him the money, and he didn't make a chazok. Even though the Yid still needs a star to be koine the field, yeah? The other one can come and be marked him and take it. Because it's still in the reshus of the Yid, that's the moiche. She calls Mashi Lohich the Kalokeach. Or like Bosh, Star the Yod, or Yechoinu Shneim Lassus Ebize. Because the Din Bayir is different. Star is Koine, not Kesef. So even if you paid it, so you're not Koine anything. So since you're not Koine anything, he's also not Matne anything, so it's not Hefke. Okay. Then the Gemara asked me, Omar Shmuel Hochi, the Koine Le, Sheini Le Aro the Avi Kochovin, that the second one is Koine the Aro the Avi Kochovin, the Chazoko. Beloi Shtar Mino Avi Kochovin, the Omar Shmuel Dino the Malchus Adino. Commission, the Anunias, all kinds of taxes. Who mean Hagoshel Mishpatim Elohim? It's an important Rashbam. And any Hanhaga of the Mishpatim of the king. She are given the Hanhiv Malchusim, that they're rogel to do in their Malchus. Dinahu, it's a din. She called the Neamalchus, Mekabel Malay Mirzoinam, Huke Amelechu Mishpatim. Because all the Neamalchus are Mekabel from their own will. The chukim of the melech umishpato, the hilkach din gomurhu, it's a halacha gemuru, vein le machzik ben momen chaveiroi, adichoy ka melech hanog v'ir mishum gezel. And whoever is machzik in the moment of his friend, alpi, the din of malchus, is not considered a gazlon, even though alpi din Torah is not his mom. So therefore, pray the Gemara Kashe.
Social contract.
Yeah, we'll go back to it. Umalke Omar, so Yochel Aro Shun Machzik Be'Aro. Whoever makes a chazok and the Aro is not koine anything. Elim ken yesh be yodo shtar mechira min amoiche. Unless he has a shtar mechira from the one that sells, ve'ech iknes de'a machzik. So how is the machzik going to be koine by making a chazok? Hoi ve'in lo shtar min oiv kachom, he doesn't have a shtar from the goy. Elo lekeach rishon yikne bedine de malchusa. The first lekeach will be going bedine de malchus, because he also started the other kocham leyod when the God gave him the star. Yeah. So that's Gemara's kasha. The Gemara has a kasha. How can you tell me that the God can be going to the star? Dine de malchusa says not like that. I mean, kind of the field. Dina de Malchusa says that's not so. That's not, you're not kind of a chazal. You're only kind of with a star. So if the Malchus says you're only kind of with a star, how can you go ahead and tell me that Shimon, who cut the field away from Reuven, that he's kind of? Right? That's the Gemara's kasha. So we see one thing from here. So the Rashbam explains how does Dina de Malchusa work? It's like a precondition in Kinyonim. If I live, or we live by a certain Malchus, yeah? Say Malchus Paras, we live in Malchus Paras, and the din of the Malchus is that you can only be coined with a star. So when we live there, we have agreed to go abide by that din. And when it comes to Dine Mominus, again, what I'm saying is the minimum that we know from the Rashbam, not the maximum. You know, but we certainly know what he's saying. So he's saying that the Balt in Dine Mominus, the halacha is that you can make any t'nai that you want. Now, if I could tell you that I'm going to be marketing to you something, not with a star, or not with Kesef, or not with Chazok, I'll be marketing different Moifanim, and I'll be masking that I won't go back, and I'll write this in Ashtar, and I'll go in front of Bezin. I can make all kinds of Tnoi, and Tnoi my valid, when it comes to Dine Mominus. So therefore, it's sort of like a pre-built night, that everybody who lives under the Malchus of the Melech of Poras is masking that he's only going to be coined a Karka with a star, and not with a Chazok. It's an implied agreement, if you want to call it that. So what he means is no. One second. So he says like this. So therefore, what happens when this Shimon goes ahead and he takes the field, right? Now Reuven paid the money and Shimon chaps the field. So now Reuven paid the money for the field and Shimon chaps it. So you might think that Shimon is a gazman. He's stealing the field from Reuven. Rashman, no, it's not true. Because Dina de Malchusa says that the field does not belong to. Shimon chapped it. Now Reuven is taking it away from Shimon. I'll be the entire who owns the field. Shimon. Because he made the chazakah. That's the entire. You know, koine from the goy without a shtar. Until the Jew is machzik, until Reuven is machzik, he's not koine the field. So Shimon was koine it first. So certainly Shimon is the Torah, he's the owner of the field, not Reuven. Could be that Shimon owes Reuven the money, that's the Machlokes Rashbam brings before. But even if he owes him the money, but Reuven wants the field, he doesn't want the money. Who's the actual owner of the field that feeds in Torah? Shimon, he's the one that was masked. And Reuven is not getting it. So you might think that Shimon is gazling from Reuven. Dinah Malchusa tells you not like that. And Dina Malchusa takes precedence. How? Because Alpi, Din Torah, you can go ahead and make a Tnai, and such a Mechira. And Memela, since Tnoim works, so this also works. So this is like a preconditioned Tnai. If I live under the Melech of Poras, I'm agreeing that I bought a field from a guy and I paid him the money. And I wasn't Mazik, I don't own the field.
That's
the Dina Malchusa is a Din Derais. We'll see about that later on, but in Avdim Milum state that Ruba, the Ruba of all Afroyim hold that Dinah Malchusa is interesting.
Right.
Now we'll see already what the application of Dinah Malchusa
is.
That we'll see later on in a couple of weeks. But meanwhile, this is what we have at the minimum. The Rashbam Shita is Dinah Malchusa works as Tanai. You know, if you have an implied agreement, you live under the Malchus of a certain Malchus. You have agreed with that Malchus, you have agreed with all the laws and regulations of that Malchus. So mainly when it comes to Dine Mominus, or this type of Dine Mominus, Din Chazokas of Karkois, right? Now we see another thing from this Gemara, that it's a fire very important to chab from here. Now we're trying to chab things that are certain. We see one thing, it seems to be certain from this Gemara, that Dine de Malchus applies Benodon Lechaveyutu. This here is nothing involved with taxes. This here is nothing to do with the fact that the government has the right to tax you, or the government has the right to tell you don't go through a red light or don't speed, right, on all these things. There's nothing to do with that. This Gemara is being very specific. They say on Machlat in Torah, where Reuben says it's my field, and Shimon says it's my field. I'll be in Torah, the field belongs to Shimon. Apidina de Malchuso. I mean, it belongs to Reuben, and Reuben gets it. Right? Yeah, that too. I'm not saying
that's
do not it. No, but this Gemara here. The Gemara that we're talking about. What do you want to say? That's what Dina de Malchuso means. So let's explain. What's Dina de Malchuso?
And then it has to be Hoggis.
No, that's not what the Rashbam means. No, the Rashbam just means to say, in the standard Gemara of Dina de Malchuso Dina, we'll see the Gemaras later on. I started with this Gemara because this is the Gemara that the Rishon are going to bring us a riot. But in the standard Dina de Malchuso Dina, in the other Gemaras, has to do with the taxes and the fact that they have the rights of eminent domain, is a Gemara that says the Dina de Malchuso. So the Rashbam is telling you, what is the translation of the word Dina de Malchuso? But certainly nobody can be choylik on the fact that the application of Dina de Malchuso here is an application of the Olam Lechaveiros. That is no question, right? Is there any question? Can you question that? Huh? No, Lechaveiros, you can't question that. Because this was the case here. Shimon took the field, and the Gemara says that the entire belongs to Shimon. The Gemara is asking Akasha of Dina de Malchuso, it should go back to Reuben. Now, by the way, the Rishonim said, yeah, we'll. Yeah, go ahead.
So, seven means what kind of
land? Because that's the definition of Dina de Malchuso. The standard Dina de Malchuso that we'll see later on.
The Gabi
wants. The Gabi taxes.
Oh, so there is a
Dina. Oh, sure, certainly. That's
even a fly thing. Even a fly.
I'm saying even more. Oh, sorry. Even as you thought I said that only that.
Right.
No, I didn't mean that. Now, it's even Benolim Lechaveiro is the Dina de Malchuso. Certainly, taxes is the Dina de Malchuso. Now again, we're not saying anything halakha l'maaseh. Is it a Dina de Malchuso taxes with Manazeh, or is it in Eretz Yisrael, or is it that we'll see later on. But one thing is for sure, whether it's a Malchus, and it's possible that the Dina de Malchuso tells you that you have to pay taxes, Nisi Manuni, that's all different types of taxes. And also, as far as this Gemara is concerned, that if they tell you how to make a Kenyan, that applies, and even though if you didn't tell you the Kenyan is different, it goes to the Dina de Malchuso, we'll see by the other Gemaras, whatever. So that's the Gemara's Kash. The Gemara's Kash is, Dina de Malchuso tells you, it's Reuben, how can Shmuel tell me, the same Shmuel tell me, belongs to Shimon? Right? Now you got to realize this is a Gemara's Kash, we haven't seen the Teretz. Right? Now it could be that the Teretz will say that on some rule, truly, it's not Dina de Malchuso, but that's not what the Gemara says. So then for the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef said, I don't know. The Rashbam says that he did know. Where's the Rashbam? Lo yodano, omar le ano lo yodano. Rabbi Yosef nami ba'kocha havi yodeh, he did know. Lehode omar Shmuel dino de makusa dino. He knew that din. Lehode ko mehade le rabbi ano lo yodano. When he answered him, I don't know. Vada ho yodeh, certainly no tears let over. He knew a terrace. Elo, the odif le le mei marufta. He'd rather tell him over a maise, a psak, that happened. Ulekach mechoshes le taris. And that's where he didn't want to begin matter. To abai mehade le, the marufta leko le yisu yirayim. Umi Rav Yosef lo choza bo, the mikom moko Shmuel. Omro, ke de keomo besomuch. Shmuel did say it, like the Gemara will say later on. Behai de kashe le dine makus adino. Rav Yosef lo svira le hai de omar abai, umalko omar lo lichol aro, elo bishtoro. So Rav Yosef doesn't agree with that din that Abaye had said that the din of the Malchus is that. They're not choylik what is the din of the Malchus. But Rav Yosef held that this that Abaye said that the law is that you can only coin the din of the Malchus with a star. He didn't agree with that. That's not so. With din of the Malchus, it's not required a star. The last din of the Malchus, Elo, the Chazok and Amilechol, the din of Malchus is Chazok is also good. Okay, now let's see the Gemara inside. And all of Yodano, I don't know. Uvta have the Dura de Reusa. It might have happened in Dura de Reusa. It's the name of a place that the Rashbam says in a place where there were a lot of shepherds. They Yisrael the Zoban Arum of Kochovim. A Jew bought a piece of land from a goy. They also Yisrael Achrinon came another Yid. Rafik Bokurta. And he went ahead and he dug a little bit. He made a chazok. Also the Kamed Rabbi Yehuda. And he went in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Now let's think of Haora here. Rabbi Huda came out always. Everything that he passed in like was Shmuel, his Rebbe. So he came in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Ugme be Yehuda the Sheni. And he said, it belongs to the second one. And now it belongs to Shimon, like the Din Torah. So he answered him. Abai answered him, well, Dura de Reusa Kamarta. He's nearing a ride from Dura de Reusa. Awesome, Bagi Mit Mori Havi. There were hidden fields. The in Hugufayo Lohavi Yavi Taska, they themselves didn't pay taxes. They hid the taxes, they were tax evaders. Le Malka to the Melech, Umalka Omaman, the Yavi Taska, the Cholara, whoever pays taxes, he can own the land. If you don't pay taxes on the land, you don't own the land. And therefore, in such a case, the Din of the Machusa didn't apply because they themselves didn't pay taxes. So Reuven was not allowed to Apidin and Machusa to buy land since he was not a tax, he was a tax evader. So therefore, he applied it in Torah and it belongs to Shimon. So you see, the Gemara has an answer that Din and Machusa has no application here. The Gemara just answers there was no, these guys were tax evaders and tax evaders that Din and Machusa can protect them. So that's what happened there. Let's see the Rashbam.
And that's according to what that Din of the Machusa says that even though the tax is the Din of the Machusa that doesn't apply?
According to the Machusa,
okay,
that's
sorry,
not
okay. Yeah. They have no protection.
They have no protection of Din of the Machusa. Okay. You know, it's from here that a lot of we'll see later as we'll get to it that many people hold that even this man is there. And the law is that land has to be registered. The ownership of land has to be, the title has to be registered. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe, doesn't it?
That's only in terms of
protecting
the subsequent fires.
But I guess in some of the Achronim, in their places, there was such a law.
Israel, probably.
Okay.
You do not have a
so, but in places where you don't have a transfer without registering it, so Din of the Machusa tells you don't own the land until you register. So the proper register is the one that owns the land. Remember, we had the Shiloh in Ribbis, where the father takes the achrayus. I mean, go ahead and borrow the money, the mortgage, and so legally the house is registered under the father's name, but it really belongs to the son. I mean, our PMS, the son is the owner, but the father registered it for whatever reason. They did it that way. So some of the boys came today, one or two times, that it belongs to the father. There's no way the son could be coined as such a thing.
Yeah, but we have
because
a thing
they say that the law is.
There's a thing within Dino Melusodino called equitable title, and you can go into court under the law to show these payments were made really for me, and I put the money just in your name.
Okay, so if you can do that.
The title transfer.
Alright, so if you can do that, but they signed it that since you can't, so it could be that we're erroneous in the law, but if the law would have been that you can't own land unless the title is on your name. So then they find there's no way that the son bought the house up in Din Torah because it's in the Malchus, so maybe there's no Shiloh Ribbis here altogether. But anyhow, let's go right there. Do they took a mark to beat me? The Chinisham ato maybe Rai, you bring a Rai from there, the Nefzel et Kocham Hareka Midbar, Beagi Midmeri, Sodos Tmunois, Hidden Fields, Shelohoyu Abalim Noisnir Samasle Melos, they didn't pay. Elo Mavrichim Atum, they used to run away or hide. Yeah. They didn't pay. They couldn't sell it. And it's bottled the whole thing. But they are because he said he's going to pay the taxes. He's the one that can be coined of the but a karka that actually belongs to a goy, and he sold it to the emalach in boacher vehichzik bo motzin oisem yodo umazirin the rishon kesheyilo ashtar mina moicher. As soon as the first one who paid gets the star, so he is the one that owns the field. So we see here that Din Machus applies to Nolan Lechaveiro, and this is the Matzkonos HaGemara here, that the only reason over there it didn't work was because they didn't pay the taxes. So since they didn't pay the taxes, they really didn't own the land. So they had no right to sell it. So whoever makes the chazaka, he is the one that owns it. Let's go to the next stop.
So that was Nun Dalet on the
base. That's Nun Dalet on the base. Now that the Gemara is in Nun Hei Omer Aleph continues, but we'll skip a little bit. And we'll see another prat in the Din of the Machusa. The first of the white lines. Omar Rabba, I mean the two words before that. Omar Rabba, Hani plus Mili, these three things, Ishtoili, Ukbad Bar Nachmeini, Resh Galusa, Mishmeide Shmuel. The Resh Galusa said in the name of Shmuel, these three things, these three halachas. Dina de Machusa Dina, halacha number one, V'arisuso de parsoi at meim shnin. Acheskat karkois by the Persians is 40 years. V'hani zahuri de zovin aro letasko zavin huzubini. And if somebody has a huri, we'll see in the Rashbam what that means, who sells karka for taxes, zavin huzubini is a good mechira. V'hani mila letasko, and that's only for real estate taxes. Aber the cargo, but for personal taxes, loy. My tama was the reason cargo, a cargo of the Gavri monarch. The Gavri monarch. Cargo, I mean the Kadri, the personal tax, income tax, or whatever kind of tax it was, that goes on the person, not, there's no shibut karkois on that to the government. You know, the government doesn't have a lien on the cargo. Kapuna Breda Shua Omar, people shari the cargo, mishtabdi. He said, even those things, the plums or the grapes that are in a cart, are meshubat the cargo for the personal tax, and therefore there is dinah de malchus on this, and that if you sell for taxes, it's a good sale. Okay, now let's see the Rashbam on this. Dinah de malchus adina. See if what it is for in the wide line, this in the narrow line, four lines from the top. You have it? Yeah. Dinah de malchus adina. Omar, hey, I'll give you a raya that dinah de machusa is a dinah. So here's another application of dinah de machusa. The katilu dikli, the goshi gishri, we have dinah nolayu. The machus comes and they cut down trees and they make bridges and we go over those bridges. And obviously they're taking the trees without permission. They're coming into somebody's field, they're cutting down trees, eminent domain, and they make a gesher. And they make a bridge from those trees. And if that was gezeila, so the halach is in Shulchan Aruch, that's something which is gozel, you can't have hanor from. You know, if you know somebody stole property, you know how to go on that property because it's raining, to hide under the roof, or because it's too hot. You can't have any hanor from stolen property. That's a halach. Yeah. So anything they steal is also behanor. So since it's also behanor, but yet we use the bridges, so it must be that the din of the Malchus Adina, and since the din of the Malchus, they can go ahead and take wood and steal trees and take wood to make a gesher. So that's not called gezeila. Now, if it would be gezeila, we wouldn't be allowed to use the bridges. I mean, you could say the mitzvah of the henness, I mean, that's a whole sugi and sukkah, but that's not for now. But anyhow, so when you can go ahead across the bridge.
What about Yeish?
What? Again, we're going into that. You know, we have to know what the maskonah of the Gemara is. The Gemara is clear. If it would not be din of the Malchus, it would be considered gezeila. Yeah. All right. They all ask that. I did shinu reshus because now it belongs to the rabbin, belongs to the yochid, and all these types of things. But whatever it is, the din, so then they say that midin Malchus also is no such thing as shinu reshus. That's not toinet. We'll see all that. That midin toyer shinu reshus, so shinu. All these things that are coined within Torah could be not coined within Malchus. But anyhow, so Dina the Malchus tells you they have eminent domain and they can go ahead and take the trees. And this is halacha in Shulchan Aruch also, by the way. It's clear. So you see, another application of Dina the Malchus is that whatever the government takes with the right of eminent domain, it's not called Zeila, and we're allowed to go ahead and have an all. I don't know which kind of government. So far, we're talking about a Malchus. So another thing that he said besides the Malchus, Zarisa de Parsoi are born Shnin. Chazokas Parsiim, the Cheskas Parsiim, when a Parsi makes a Chazoka, Mem Shonim, it takes 40 years. What's the din of Chazoka by Yidden? 3 years, Gimel Shonim. But by Parsoim is a Boim Shonim. Adidei din of the Malchus, the Apa Gav de Lakoni Inish, Elo Beshtar, even though the din Malchus is that you're not coining without a star, Mioim Hirsik Boaku, Nem Shoni, if a goy makes a Chazoka for 40 years, Uboy Yisrael the economy menu, and a Yid comes, and he's coined from him, Habi Kinyan Gomor, it's an absolute Kinyan. Velo Yuchal Yisrael Acher Loima Ashelihi, and another Jew can't say it's mine. Shegezelo Saku, Shegozlo Akumi Meni, the goy stole it from me. The Apagav the Amrina, Yisrael Habom Akpasakum Ehuke Akum, and even though the halacha is that a Jew that takes over from a goy, he is a din of a goy, Vein lo chazoka, Eleva Ushtaro, Shemokhu Yisrael Akum, in other words, he only has a chazoka through the star, Hoko Yeshlo chazoka. But here, the din of the Parsim takes over, that after 40 years he has a chazok, even though there was no shtar, and al pidin Torah he would have needed a shtar. So again, you have even not on the chaveiroi, but in the makhusa takes over. Inami another shot. Also, Lashmuin and the Afogat the Beshar Mekoymus. Have a chazok of Israel begimashonim, even though I yid requires 3 years. There it's for us. Ain't no chazok of Epochus Mimen Shonim. The dinner makhusa sham came. Because that's the din of the Malchus. Now it's normally a Jew to make a chazak on karka only 3 years. In Parah, since the din of Malchus and it says 40 years, so he doesn't own the field till after 3 years. Again, over here is the Nadan Lechaveiro. He made a chazak over 3 years. Somebody else came and chapped it. So he didn't own the field midin chazak.
The thing
is that the that's what we're talking about. Yeah. I mean, that's what we'll see. Now, can you make a t'nai against the din Malchus? When it comes to Malchus, that will all depend. But we'll see all these things. And again, if we jump to the final halakhas, we won't come out with a matkana. We're just going. I tried doing the shortcut. It doesn't work. I looked in the journals and I looked in all these things. You know what? It just doesn't work. But you know, like this, we'll come to our own conclusion. We're learning the sources. We'll know what's for sure and what's a topic and what's a vada. And at least we'll have something to go on before we look in the journals to see if they're convincing or not. Yeah.
This is all where it's vada, dina, makusta is like eminent domain case. Where that's
so now we have three cases.
Where
taxes, eminent domain that they can take the wood,
right.
Huh? Oh, eminent domain means that the government has the right to take away your cargo. I mean, this is more than eminent domain because see, they don't have to pay you for it. The Melech, we'll see more how that works. I mean, we'll see. The Rashbam hasn't here explained why they have the right of eminent domain.
Yeah.
Who gave them that right of eminent? It's more than eminent domain.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's for the good of all people.
It's confiscation. Yeah,
it's confiscation.
This is with compensation.
This is without compensation. This is. They're taking my wood to build your bridge. I mean, what kind of compensation? Okay, but that's not compensation to me. Right, but I would rather take your wood. Use the bridge. You know, it's not really exactly, you know, it doesn't say here. We'll see in Shulchan Aruch. I mean, next week we'll learn the Shulchan Aruch and all these halachas to see what the maskan is in Shulchan Aruch inside of this Gemara. So we'll know that for certain these halachas are the halachas. Shulchan Aruch says even if they take it from one person, it's valid. Or if they take it from all people, it's zikha valid. Yeah.
But when we're talking about like $1, not this case, but $1 on the day,
we're
talking about
an
equal claim.
What do you mean? We'll see. But we're talking here about everything, so far everything is clear cut.
The
din of the Malchus is you need shtar. The din of the Malchus is if you don't pay the taxes, you don't own the land. The din of the Malchus is that they could take wood to make bridges. And of course taxes and things the Malchus is allowed to charge. Then there's another din here that he told them, Zehuri, Hani Zehuri. What's a Zehuri? Vali Nachlos, Hoashirin. The rich people. They have a lot of nachlus. Koinim me'abde hamelech sodos aniyah ha'ir. They buy from the government the fields of the aniyah ha'ir. Shen yekoyin litin atasko. They can't pay the taxes, so they lost their field to the taxes, right? So they're buying the field from the government because of tax default, a tax sale. Behem poirim es hamas, and they pay the taxes. Umachzikim mekarkos and make chazok on the karka b'shvil hamas in the return for the taxes. Shekin dino de Malchus, that's the dino de Malchus. The man de Yoiv Tasko Licholaro, whoever pays the taxes, he pays where he gets the ground, because the Omalei, like it says before. So Zivunayos Vini, Mashekoin in Akarka, Meavde HaMelech, this that they buy the land from the Melech, Vishvil Hamas for the taxes, Shenoiznin, Mechoron Kayam, it's a good Mechira. The dino de Malchus, the dino. Vim Yachzeru Bailim Horishoinin, and if they buy them, the original Bailim, the Aniyim, if they'll go back or use Ashur, they become rich. And they'll say, well, I'll pay you back the tax that you paid. Give me back my field. They can't be married like that. Alhani Zehuri cloud. It's a good mechir. So here again, we might say, Alpid in Torah, the taxes, that's not going to the field. Right? And so therefore, it should still belong to the poor people that lost it to the tax sale. But Din Malchus says, no. So he's koine, the one who bought it from the tax man, he's koine the field, and the other ones can't be mayor. So this again, it's been done on the chaveira, and you see the din in Mafusa applies, and that seems to be clear. And then there's one more case, Like the couple of bridges. That's the proof that it's Nino Mechus. All these things. I mean, there's a Rashbam before Nundalar of the Beit that Nino Mechus has to do with the mass. Right? The taxes and these things. So here we have another application of Nino Mechus. By the way, one thing is Zecher. Maybe we bring some sources, but the other thing is less Monday Pali. Dinah Mechusa cannot do anything against the Torah. The Torah says itself that Dinah Mechusa can't say it's good. That's less Monday Pali. That is no machloikis about this. It's only here in Dinah Momonos, because in Dinah Momonos itself the Torah allows you to make tnoim that differ from the normal way that we make in Yonim or this type of thing. So since you can make such a tnoi, so Dinah Mechusa is like the way the Rashbam learns. We'll see other Rishonim who do today, that they learn a little bit different than Rashbam, but the Tam is for Dinah Mechusa. But it's all here. The only thing we see so far, that's what we have to do. We have to see what's the minimum Vadai in Dinah Mechusa. So far, we've only seen Dinah Mechusa apply to Momonos, nothing else. And I tell you right now, we won't see it apply to anything else. Now, since the Malchus would tell you, no matter keep Shabbos, then Avada, that's not
fancy legal language that's called use code games.
Okay. But anyhow. That's what we're going to see. That's the purpose. That's the final purpose of the
Shia.
But meanwhile, again, if we're going to go jump to the, so we won't. Right. Because the Torah is, and that's what he said. Since you can make a tonight, knowing works. So therefore. Right. But since you can make. Right, because now let's say you owe me $100. So begin fire, you owe me $100, right? I'm moist. I mean, it's like a predetermined mechila. That's what the Rashbam says.
To predetermine that everybody's moist.
That's right. Because if I live, if I live under this melech, I have pre-agreed to live according to his law in the dinner moment. That's what the Rashbam explains. Let's look at the Rashbam again.
Even if I'm protesting with signs and everything.
Right, you can protest all you want.
Still agree to
the only thing you can do is move out of the country. But as long as you live in the country where this melech is our melech, and we'll see that. For that we need more rishonim, and for that we're going to need tshuvas. What determines if he is actually a melech or if he's not actually a melech? That we'll have to see. So what we have right now, but whatever that is, whatever the definition of a melech, and this guy is an actual valid legal melech of the halacha, then he has the right in Dina Momonos to determine how his Medina should tirza, and it's Keilu, you agree to that. If you agree to that, it's Keilu, you were Moichel. And that's it. I have you screaming, you're not Moichel. It doesn't matter. That seems to be. But we'll see more about this. But that seems that that's the way Dina de Machusa works. Okay, weiter. Then the Gemara said, we'll skip the next option. We're running out of time. And immediately, this is only the Zavin Hosevini, that it's a good sale, is Zavin Letasko Beshvil Masa Karka Shelanosno Abayno. That's all if the sale was, because he didn't pay the taxes, the real estate taxes. Avo Kargo Beshvil Kesef Gugolto, but the money that every person has to pay taxes, Sheloi Poru, that they didn't pay, Mokrula Hemav De Amel Karko Isov, and they sold, it was a tax sale, but not a real estate tax sale, it was a tax on the Gulgoyles, on each individual person a certain tax. So how does it mean that that's not a sale? The answer in the Machusa liquos a karkovish will mass a rosh. Because the din in the Machus was that they can go ahead and take your land for taxes, for personal taxes.
When can they do that today, though?
Okay. But that's what we'll see. Kim bishvil mass a karkovish, only can do it for mass a karkovish. And then he answered him that if you share the card of loyma, call metaltin and sheyesh lo beoilam, anything that you possibly can own, meshubadin le melech b'shul mat roisho, is meshuba to the melech even for personal taxes. Ve'echa de loy toron is chayef kol asher loy. If he doesn't pay, so everything he owns is nischayef to the melech. U'mishayikne me'avde ha'melech ben karkoz ben metaltin zavinayos vini. Then the Gemara, let's go right in the Gemara. It's Nogei a little bit. In Cain, pray the Gemara. Omar Avashi, Omar Lihuna Barnoson, Kashi Bo Ameima, the Ameima Herakashi. And this, in Cain, Botal to Yerushas Benoia Bechor. They have a Leroy, Ben Bechor Noitu Beroik Bemusa. So then any time a Bechor is going to be Yashin his father, right? So he Yashin's twice. So he's going to be Yashin something that really doesn't belong to the fast. Because since it's muchzak for the government, as long as you didn't pay the taxes, and everything is muchzak, metaltlin, karka, everything belongs to the government, even weighing water for every time he may own. So then how's the Bechor Yarshin? The Bechor doesn't Yarshin what's roy, only what's muchzak. He knows only what he actually owns, free and totally free, there he gets pishnai. What's not muchzak, what's roy to be muchzak, what the father could be maxikan, then that he doesn't get pishnai, that he gets equal with everybody else. So therefore, where do you ever have an application of Dino Bechor? And the Rashbam says here, because we don't have time, but I'll just tell you the Rashbam says outside, the Rashbam says that it's not a good kasha. And the Gemara could have answered very poshut, that enochinami, that's stuck in the way it is. That the only time you'll have an application of Pishnai of HaBechor is if you pay the taxes ahead of time. But if he doesn't have to pay the taxes ahead of time, so he won't get it. Or if he owes no taxes, then there's Bechor. Now, if you're not being mevatel something it says in the Torah, because it exists in cases where the taxes are not owned. That's what the Rashi, they could have, that was partially they could have answered such a thing. And then the Gemara asks, Yoche Pilu Tasko Nami, Elama Yisloch Lemei, but Yoyev Tasko Meis, Ocho Nami, Yoyev Kargo Meis. He paid the taxes and then he died. So the Maskona of the Gemara is that even the Gabi Nachlo, that was his thought. You know, he paid it. Today was the tax due date, so now there's no Chazokan and he died right away. So the next year taxes are not yet due. In such a case, he gets Pishnai. So that's the Maskona of the Gemara. So we see here there's no, the Gemara never goes back from this din, that the Dinim of Chusus takes precedence when it comes to Kinyonim and this type of thing. Next Gemara.